Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
Have we lost our minds? Have we gone way overboard as a society in attacks on police and other law enforcement officials? Have the anti-police forces taken advantage of a bad situation to make out all cops as being bad? We told our children they can't think any positive thoughts about cops. The answer to all of these questions is an unfortunate yes. The bad situation was a cop going above and beyond the call of duty by placing his knee on a man's neck until the man stopped breathing and died. Some have called that a lynching. No, it wasn't a lynching. It was a bad act by a single cop out of control. Three of his contemporaries either stood by or assisted in his actions that helped to inspire sympathetic demonstrations and subsequent riots, looting, and murder. The temptation has been to blame all men and women in law enforcement uniforms for the actions of a few. How bad has it become? There's a call to get rid of the children's show Paw Patrol because it depicts good cops. Can't make this up. The television show put out a statement on its official Twitter account supporting the ongoing protests fighting the myth of systemic racism. Leftist Twitter trolls were quick to respond by condemning the children's show for having the gall to portray one of its characters as a morally upstanding police dog. Got that? Left-wing trolls don't want an upstanding police dog portrayed in a good light. An executive producer of the popular police procedural Monk tweeted, quote, "If you, as I have, worked on a TV show or a movie in which police are portrayed as lovable goofballs, you have contributed to the larger acceptance that cops are the implicitly good guys," end of quote. But wait, other TV shows have been put on the chopping block for daring to humanize police officers. The Paramount Network pulled the plug on the long-running police reality show Cops. Discovery's ID Channel has a similar show, Body Cam, and that's also off the schedule for the foreseeable future. Now, A&E has canceled the extremely popular show Live PD. A&E released a statement that read in part, quote, "This is a critical time in our nation's history, and we have made the decision to cease production on Live PD. Going forward, we will determine if there is a clear pathway to tell the stories of both the community and the police officers whose role it is to serve them," end of quote. The former newspaper of record, the New York Times, published an article by critic-at-large Amanda Hess, who explained that the calls for the cancellation of Paw Patrol are part of a larger movement to end all portrayals of good cops on television. Well, is this effort a good thing? According to Hess, she not only condemned cop shows, but any depiction of a cop as good in real life as well. You got that? If a television show seeks to portray law enforcement officials in a positive light as being good and responding to people who are truly in need, the show is bad and does not deserve to have a place on TV. One cannot say anything good about cops because there's nothing good to be said about them. In her words, it's time to banish the good cop archetype. In other words, if you can't say anything bad, don't just say anything at all. That's just the opposite of what most of us were taught as children. She concludes with, quote, "The good cop act is wearing thin," end of quote. It's not just a shame and upsetting that some people actually have this kind of attitude. It's a shame, upsetting, and disgusting that media networks choose to go along with this anti-cop hatred. It's beyond time that collectively we put the brakes on this kind of insanity. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.